Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 229, episode 5 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. It's the season finale, long awaited. Everybody's wondering, what's the twist going to be? Well, I'll tell you what the twist is going to be. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It is Friday, March 25th, 2022. Which, of course, means it is National Lobster Newberg Day. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Do you, Miles?
No, it's like a thing that I feel like, again, sounds like an old dish, but
right.
It includes lobster, butter, cream, cognac, eggs, and cayenne pepper.
Okay. So it's like Rockefeller, that was a Newberg was like a rich person back then, like the way they did.
Apparently, from Delmonico, like starts from Delmonico's, and some guy named Captain Wenberg said he invented it. It's some.
And then they got the first part of his name backwards?
I think that's maybe how they're fucking with him. They're like, all right, yeah, Newberg thought it up, not Wenberg.
Old Newberg.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. It lifts the oxidative burden at the cellular level. That is courtesy of Christy Yamaguchi, man. A little Wheel in the Sky by Journey, a.k.a. based on one of the products in the Oscar swag bag that we covered on Trending earlier this week, that promised to lift the oxidative burden at the cellular level. I believe it was.
So you got to put it on your skin.
Was it gold flecked avocado oil?
It was some weird thing that I'll never encounter in my life. But yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to Christy Yamaguchi, man. God bless you. And the Oscars.
Keep that.
The big night. Yeah, definitely keep that. That was our guest. The Oscars are this weekend. So we just want to wish everybody involved luck. It's Hollywood's big night
shine. The stars have come out.
Anyways, I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
My dad says, eat acidophilus drink, acidophilus boof, acidophilus shoot, acidophilus smoke, acidophilus snort, Acidophilus, he says, is good for your heart. Okay. Shout out to Christy Yamaguchi Maine there, too, to the tune of Personality, because we're talking about Acidophilus yesterday and my father's love for Acidophilus supplements, and also Baratunde, his mother's love for Acidophilus supplements. So if you were a child of Acidophilus, you know, do a shot in honor.
Children of Acidophilus.
Yeah. Shout out to Acidophilus. Probably the most times that word has been said on a episode of anything.
Yeah.
The TDZ breaking records these last 2 days.
Yeah.
Anyways, Miles, enough bullshit. We are joined by two very funny comedians whose work has appeared on lesser shows like This American Life, Drew Barrymore Show, and, you know, whatever. They are, most importantly, the lead investigators and hosts of the show Truth Hounds, which is one of the best things our network has ever created.
Yeah.
In which they look into everyday mysteries. Season one, they asked, why are some people mean? They asked, why does time fly when you're having fun? Season two is about to drop and unlock the truth behind human behavior such as fear.
Yeah.
Why we can't look away. Among other things, please welcome the hilarious and talented Kyle Mazzono and Anna Saragina.
Anna and Kyle!
Hello.
Hey.
Sorry about my sneeze.
Well, I was going to go, you'll never know which one of us sneezed.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the thing about audio.
Oh, yeah, but... Shoot. Yeah, I shouldn't have taken.
But what if I'm Kyle?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know who is who here. So
We're not being investigated.
I am going to have to investigate something. Kyle, you have a MLS jersey on. And I was like, oh, you like NYCFC? You big MLS fan?
MLS is Major League Soccer, New York City Football Club.
There it is.
All right. Just for the non-soccer heads.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, what's up, soccer head?
Yeah. And I said, what are you talking about, Miles? I actually have no idea what you're referring to. And then
you looked at your own shirt.
You're and like, then I looked at my own shirt and go, oh, the thing.
Sometimes the truth is on your own shirt.
Yeah.
Right.
It's important to keep in mind.
But the shirt I got because I was at the Rose Bowl flea market. And you know how that's a huge, huge market. But I happened to see someone, a comedian that I know, who had a stand and was selling his own clothes at the flea market. And I thought I'd throw him a bone. No, okay, that's not how I want it. That's me.
You're also making it sound like he's selling his own clothes, like he's like peddling his own
Yeah,
last
like
of his
off
wear.
His back.
No.
Kyle, you want this shirt?
No.
Off my
also,
back.
Also, like the flea market to people who aren't from LA, like, I don't know.
It's
like a big flea, big, it's like one of the best flea markets in the world.
It's huge. So,
as well as an event, so the who's or what's are all at this event.
I mean, you know? I love going. I put my headphones on and then I just go for it.
Yeah.
But so I saw him and then he sold me. I picked up a jersey. I wasn't throwing him a bone. I wanted the jersey, but I thought it was interesting. I know this man. He did not give me a discount.
No. Oh.
And then he did put the $20 directly into his wallet. So,
damn. I mean, a flea market, like, you need, like, that. There's no, you're not like, I'd love to give you a discount, but my boss, you know, at a flea market, you're the boss. Yeah. You made that shirt with your hands. Like,
it's
you need,
it's your,
you need to
it's
give
your
friend a discount.
Wait, but I like that you take issue with the fact that he put in his wallet. You want there to be an intermediary step of like a, you want the illusion of a,
A cash register.
Okay.
A cash register.
You want a buffer.
Right. Wait, so
a banker.
Wow.
Oh, would that make it
a bookie over his shoulder, just cracking his knuckles? Like,
we can't give her
like a green accountant visor. Yeah.
It's a manner of pit boss.
Right. I guess maybe that helps too because you didn't even get hooked up with like a homie discount. And then you're like, and that's just going in your wallet. I feel like that would soften the blow of like, I'm not really giving discounts on this. And then the money like went into like a cash, like, you know, envelope or something, some kind of, that would feel a little more formal rather than like, all right, thanks, sucker. Yoink.
Alternate perspective, that jersey is great and looks like it cost way more than $20.
Oh,
I
do
agree.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's that's $70 retail right there.
Yeah.
Really?
So, it's you got a discount by him not charging enough because they do a bad job at capitalism. So that would be my just one note on their behalf.
And that's the biggest own someone can
You suck at capitalism.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, but, even the leaf blower piped in. He goes, I think that's a good deal.
For that 1 second, we have a guy who's not even, he's works next door, but he's, we just turned around and he's like on my side. And it's like, what are you doing over here?
He's blowing your leaves.
He's blowing my leaves.
I didn't ask. Test out the equipment.
I want what she has.
Yeah. Right. What are you doing over here?
He's just hanging out. He wants to be on the pod.
Yeah. He's in your kitchen. It would appear. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's asking for his jersey back.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Kyle and Anna, we are going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we are going to tell the listeners a couple of the things we're talking about today. We're going to talk about a cupcake eating hack that has taken the world by storm and is causing lots of controversy.
In my personal life.
We're going to talk about Rachel Zegler. She's now presenting at the Oscars. We talked about how she wasn't even invited. She's going to have to stay home because she wrote about that on Instagram. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. What's okay. The story there?
She's back. She's back, huh?
She's back.
Okay.
And I think there was more to the story than we might have at first intuited based on her Instagram post saying, I'm going to be watching from my couch, a.k.a. she was going to be watching from a couch in London where she is shooting a massive live-action Snow White. She is starring in live-action Snow White, and going to the Oscars is requiring that entire production to grind to a halt. Mm-hmm. That said, I'm still on her side.
Okay.
On this. So we'll get to all that shit, plenty more. But before we get to any of it, Kyle, Anna, we love to ask our guests, what is something from your search history?
Wait, I had a good one.
Okay.
It's locked and loaded.
Buy me 2 seconds. Okay, I'll buy you 2 seconds. I'm going to step in right here. Damn. I feel like the last time I was on this show, I said the same damn thing. But I think the truth is I love dogs. And so my Google search was about my dog yet again. And I said, why is my dog hiding under the bed and acting odd? Because he was doing that and acting a bit weird last night.
Is he sick?
You know what? That's actually what the search results implied, that maybe he was sick. But
right.
I think he actually is okay. But,
okay.
Or maybe it's the heat.
Yeah.
That's
that
maybe
could be.
The thought. That it was
under
hot.
The bed is probably a pretty cool place.
Cool place.
Yeah, I don't know from experience. I don't spend a lot of my time at home hiding under the bed. From my family.
Well, you're not hiding because you're just kicking it at a really cool place.
Yeah,
as you guys said.
No, I'm not sick either. But
other than that, though, dog is fine.
Yes, my dog is okay.
Because I, you know, the truth be told, I mean, they might as well get the truth out there. I like dogs too.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure. I was concerned. Yeah.
Well, I want to come out on record as also saying I'm with dogs.
Okay, great. Great. Fair.
Dogs,
fair.
Yeah. I love dogs.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I was on a podcast with a bunch of freaks today.
Yeah.
Dog lovers. What the hell?
Dog lovers.
Okay, too I, many bought dogs you, have I bought you time. Okay. What is yours?
You did buy me time.
That was all for you.
Damn.
I was not even prepared
that
with
was
my
selfless.
Answer, but
that was really...
I did it. I honestly could have come. I could have brought something cooler to the table.
No, you came in a pot, and I really appreciate it. You took a little tumble.
You burned her, Anna. You burned her.
No, I didn't burn. I think she came out, and she was very graceful, and actually, she saved the day in this kind of MVP way. So the jersey kind of became her. You know what I mean? Damn. Okay, I'm pulling double duty with my Google searches here.
Okay.
So I got, why do things keep evolving into crabs?
Uh-huh.
And this is a video that I have yet to press play on, full disclosure, but I keep going, one of these days. There's a full video.
Wow.
Why things keep evolving into crabs. So that's on standby. That's any moment now. I might watch that video. And
wait.
Then,
how did you hear about the video? You have a video that you're interested in that you've yet to watch?
Yeah, I'm not pulling trigger on that.
I identify with that. There's
but
so
because
much
I want to know.
Yeah.
Wait,
I mean,
you got a video in the hopper too, Jack, that you're just being like, not
yeah,
yet.
Tons.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like that with movies, not like a video, like a YouTube clip. I'm like, yeah, let me see this.
I got a video this morning of Rick Carlisle playing ping pong. Indiana Pacers coach Rick Carlisle playing ping pong. He's just very good at it. It's not like a funny video that I had to watch immediately to lighten my mood. But I, you know, I'm curious. I want to watch it. But I did not choose to invest the time.
Right.
Yeah, it's like where it's maybe where you want to be ideologically.
Yeah.
But you're just not there yet.
Right.
By the way, why do things keep evolving into crabs?
Yeah.
I could talk about that for 50 minutes.
Really?
Oh, I love that shit.
Yeah. Well, with that question, it's like, what keeps evolving into crabs?
Everything.
But what? Okay, but like, is it like, what do you mean?
What's the?
Is anyone else confused?
Evolution, like a toenail keeps, can turn into a crab.
Evolution keeps creating things that look like crabs in independent little parts of the evolutionary chain. It's like that design makes sense, and therefore it just keeps creating crabs like on different branches that like aren't related. It's not
like, what's a thing that turned into a crab?
Yeah, give me an example.
That I'm like, that's not crab,
yeah.
Fam.
Yeah, give me an example of something that I go that's, and I go, that shouldn't be a crab.
Like a bear.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. You tell me that it's like, my Shure microphone turns into a crab.
Right.
I don't think that's happened yet.
Okay. Billy Blanks from Ty Bo turned into a crab.
I think the best way of explaining it, the thing that made it make sense to me is the fact that like a bunch of marsupials in Australia independently like evolved into things that look very similar to the animals in like North America, the mammals in North America, but they are completely different, like branches of the evolutionary chain. They just are, because Australia is like close enough to like what our environment is like. So
hold on, but we're still waiting for the operative sentence. It's like, and then this dog evolved
right
into a
it's
crab.
Not like a duck.
It's just saying it's on the way in like the evolutionary process that shit ends up at the crab station at some point. The train
like
takes
there's probably
the
like
crab
eight
stations.
Different animals like all over the place that have evolved into crabs and then like become extinct, or you know, but like millions of years ago. And so we just have all this like fossil, all these fossil records of things that like ended up looking like crabs, but have nothing to do with one another, are not related to one another. Mm.
Got it.
And see, okay. I hear that and I go, I got to watch this video. I
mean, right.
This is blowing my mind. And then I can't bring myself to press play.
But this is like, how you could sound if you watched that video.
But yeah, that sounds amazing.
Very boring at a dinner party.
Mm. No, but I go, you know, what really turns into a crab is me when I don't have my lunch.
That's right.
There
oh
we
my
go.
Gosh.
There you
brought
go.
It back.
Is that good?
Oh my God, that's a great joke. Really good jokes.
I mean, I can show you very easily what turns into a crab. Okay, then this is, and I don't even know if I should reveal our sources because this is a potential investigation in the works.
Maybe.
I mean,
maybe talk about it in vague terms about how it's interesting.
I'll talk about it in vague terms.
Yes.
And you guys actually, personally, I think already know. I haven't put this on blast kind of for the public, but we share a name with an organization. Miles, I don't know if you remember this. We share a name.
This is when you're trying to get the Instagram handle, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they are a actual humanitarian organization,
yes.
Truth Hounds, that has recently been activated because they're based in Ukraine.
Mm.
Oh.
And so they're like a humanitarian organization.
Right.
Which is great. And so our Instagram got a brief bump.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
wow.
Our Twitter got a brief bump and all these journalists started following us and DMing us and being like, we would love to get in touch. And you're great. If you don't mind, we believe you're a great resource to the people. We have to softly backpedal and be like, no. I mean, we stand with you, but we are more like...
Why are people mean? Well, yeah. Why are people always late?
Kyle love big shirts? Yeah. Like, we're not really.
Who is Beep Macrame?
Yeah, who's Beep Macrame?
Why are people mean? You know, Putin probably didn't listen to that one, I guess.
Right. No, exactly. I mean, so I think now we have to expand our search and go, why are people mean and hungry for war? You know?
Right.
So
episode season three, war.
Season three.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
So that's what I was researching is what this organization stands for.
Right. Because before, yeah, I remember you were like, Truth Hounds is a thing, but like they haven't been active for like a couple years or something. So you're like, I don't think it's going to cause much confusion.
No.
Yeah. Wow. Who would have thunk?
No one saw this coming.
We weren't looking at the geopolitical dynamics of it all.
So you let them keep the Instagram, like you didn't reach out to them and say, hey, like, it looks like you're not using this. Okay.
No,
we never touched base.
No, it's just more than like, there's another Truth Hounds out there.
By touching base.
Did you at least reach out to them and say, earn this?
Yeah. We, earn the name. We've redirected people on Twitter who were seeking out
the right actual thing. Group.
Yeah. I mean, we go... And by the way, again, just we're voicing our support, but I think you're looking for this Twitter account. Just by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know what we can do.
What is something that you think is overrated?
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
Will you buy me some time?
I'll buy you some time. I got this. Okay. Check this out. Okay. I think confidence is overrated. Okay.
Yes.
I think grow up. And don't stop making me be a part of your story, you know?
Right.
Yesterday I was watching this really confident 12-year-old walk around, and he was on FaceTime on speakerphone.
Uh-huh.
So much confidence, not a care in the world. I go, be indoors with your confidence. Don't stop making me be a part of your narrative.
Right, okay? Right. Wait, was this kid just like acting like some like stockbroker, just full blast speakerphone call?
Full blast speakerphone. He's making little plans. He's making little 12-year-old plans.
What kind of plans is okay? Can you expand on
this?
I'll
be there. You know, I think I can be there tomorrow night. I gotta ask my mom. You know, he's doing little 12-year-old business. Loud as the day is bright. Okay. And I go, just tone it down. Okay. It's humility.
Right. How would you, I mean, do you say that because you feel that at a certain point the confidence works against you? Or is it like, for me, I would probably see that and be like, damn, I wish I had that confidence. But then I'd be like, man, fuck that confidence.
Right. Yeah, I'm a little more in the latter of your examples.
Yes, right. I mean, fuck that kid confidence.
Well, just don't involve me. You know, why does it have to, if you're doing it in public, then we all have to celebrate you and go, oh, what a gorgeous side of humanity, you know? Leave me alone.
Is that how the 12-year-old confident 12-year-old was involving you? Was just like by getting into your headspace and like kind of speaking loudly enough that like you couldn't ignore? Or did they like ask you to do them a favor and like go pick up something for them?
No. Just really involved me in there. You know, it was in a public setting, and then and then other people looked and they go, you know, I mean, they didn't say this, but you could tell by their body language. They're like, that's so funny that he's so loud and so confident in his body or whatever.
Right.
And I don't need to see that, as they say.
Is that a trait that lasts, I wonder? Like, do confident 12-year-olds turn into, like, presidents and CEOs or... Cause, like,
probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause think about child actors.
I've had like confident cousins who are like super gregarious and out there. Like they would go up to anyone, like any stranger, and strike up a conversation. And then in their adulthood are like completely like much more introverted.
Deflated.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. So, and maybe it was me being like, man, why don't you stop with that fucking confidence?
Yeah.
Well, check this out. I hate confidence through time. It's not exclusive to 12-year-olds.
Sure. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You're 30, you're across confident. I don't need to see that.
Yeah. Right.
You're 50, you're confident. What are you doing?
I agree. It can be, it's very presumptuous that like it just like puts, it automatically involves you energetically in whatever they've got going on.
Yeah.
Because they're speaking so loudly. Like you can just be.
Right.
Like I still think about this like confident person that I was at a Panera Bread with like 20 years ago. And like the conversation they were having because they were having it so loudly and it was so futile. And it was not making the slightest impression on them, like that they were failing at this conversation.
Right.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Just maybe you could be confident and be quiet.
Right.
You know, you're quiet, you're confident. Good for you.
Confident body language.
Right.
Yes.
But yeah, right. What's wrong with just standing upright, you know, good posture with some AirPods in, being like,
Exactly.
Yes, that sounds great. with just a very like low tone voice.
Feet planted, women's march, you know, absolutely. But I'm just saying the tone, you know, the volume.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, and now that you're saying it, and Jack, you're talking about it, I think more than the confidence, I'm like, asshole, this place is not your fucking office.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I think that's the thing. It's not like the more of the confidence, but like, you're just like sonically violating my tranquility space by being like, yeah, so, yeah, don't worry. Nobody's here right now. Nobody's here right now.
Oh my
and then
God.
Come on, looking Tony. Me in my eyes.
It's always Tony. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
It was a guy just saying, Tony, come on, Tony, come on.
Oh, wow.
Come on, Tony.
Hey, come on, Tony.
That's the new Jeff Foxworthy special.
Wow. Come on, Tony.
Come on, Tony.
Body language is that's where it's at. Because that's impossible to fake. I've been told my body language looks like I'm protecting myself from like being stabbed in the heart or something.
Yeah.
So that's where it's at. Learn to have confident body language. And
that's the ticket.
That's the ticket, kids. Take it from me.
You see, it sounds like a buddy comedy where you're like, you know, like this, you're trying to give like a kid some more confidence. You're like, it's. Come on, buddy. It's the body language is where it's at. Come on, do some exercises with me. See this? Watch the Start Me Up video by the Rolling Stones. Look at the way Mick Jagger's dancing. That's confidence.
Yes, exactly. But keep in mind, I was just buying you time.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're going to take a quick break, actually, Kyle. And when we come back.
Even more time.
More time.
We're going to get the eagerly anticipated overrated from you. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Holy shit, God. There's a lot of pressure on this overrated. Yeah. I don't know if you want to clear it real quick.
I love your overrated.
I almost feel like I bought too much time.
No, it's really good. And I love what you're about to come in with, if it's what I think it is.
Oh, God.
And I back you up 100%.
Okay, you got to back me up.
I'm right there.
You got to my back. Okay.
Justin, can you keep all of that after?
You got to back me up.
And we're back. And it is, of course, time. The moment you've all been waiting for. Kyle, what is something that you think is overrated?
Okay, I'm going to preface this by saying I don't know if it's going to create as much dialogue as Anna's did. This might just
sort of end. We were buying you time.
Yes, but I do appreciate everyone buying me so much time, including the break.
Absolutely.
What I think is overrated, I've given this much thought, it's latte art. And the reason for that is because me, I am a black coffee girl. And also with latte art, it does disappear as soon as you drink it. So I don't know if I love that about it. Right. Thank you so much.
Coming to my TED Talk.
Repeating the word at the end of the spelling bee challenge. That is what was overrated.
Thank you so much.
I love this observation. I think latte art is everywhere right now, including, and I called this out when we were talking about the Batman a couple weeks back. But there's a moment in the trailer for the Batman when they do the police come and arrest this serial killer looking dude at a coffee shop. They do a slow camera push his coffee cup and then come over the top of it. And it's latte art of a question mark. So the Riddler does latte art.
Oh, God.
Which feels weird.
Is that canon?
Yeah, I don't think that's that would be one of the... I don't know. Maybe so. The Riddler does just have a thing for question marks, but it just feels. Or did they request?
No, the latte.
Or did he request it? So it's really not the Riddler's fault. He just the person.
But that's also funny.
The diner. He goes, "Could you just give me my regular, my question mark latte?
My question mark? You know, right. I come here every day for my question mark." Yeah.
That's such a good observation.
I just want to picture what led to that before. But okay, go ahead.
Justin's losing his mind in the chat. He's like, he makes clues. That's what the Riddler does. He made it himself.
But everywhere?
He made it himself, so he works at the diner?
No.
I don't know. Look.
No. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Well, you got to understand.
Intervention. Intervention.
No, he's sitting. He loves to taunt people. Yes, he makes it himself. He's sitting there. He's sitting there in the cafe waiting for people to arrest him because he knows they're coming for him. And it's another way to say, fuck you. It's leaving a calling card. It's supposed to be a dick move. It's not. He's not a genius.
But
he's,
I'm saying, where did he make the question mark, though?
He's just sitting there and he's sitting at the counter waiting. He knows they're coming to arrest him and he's just sitting at the counter.
I get that.
Did he ask for a separate thing of steamed milk?
Made the latte art though?
You need to pour the steamed milk to make the latte.
From when they're coming up to him, he's just sitting there making the art. I don't know. he's just sitting there making.
What tools does he have? Is he a barista?
He's got a straw or a spoon or something. I don't know. I don't know how you make latte. Okay. I've never.
I think you have to be at the machine.
Wait, so Justin,
I've never been behind the counter of a coffee machine. I don't know.
Justin, clearly.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know how latte art is made. I've never had it requested.
Justin, you're in over your head here.
I know. Clearly, people are like, you need intricate tools. You need to know. There's a whole class you need to take. I don't know this. Yes. He's just sitting there doodling, and there's art in his cup. I don't know.
Okay. So visually, we see him hunched over a cup, and he is doing something with it.
Yeah. I can't remember if there's a spoon or a straw, but he's doing something with it.
But he damn sure.
You guys just asked if he did it himself. He didn't say how. how. Right. I don't know how.
Did. Okay.
Right. See, right. That is true. That is
and good. Kyle, and you're saying this isn't going to cause much conversation. But look wow. what happened.
I'm so glad.
Our episode is over because of your yeah. overrated. This is all we're talking about for the rest of the. Yes. So look, the Batman villains are constantly doing things that are impossible, like that went off screen. And you're like, okay. But like, that is one of the sillier things to imagine. Like the Joker's things are all like, how did he train 1,000 people to like all do this? If he's like an agent of chaos, like he's really good at planning, but the Riddler doing little latte art is funny to me. I feel like he had to Google how to do latte art in order yes. to pull that off.
Right.
He probably did. Funny to me. He leaves gift cards for people in the film. It's weird. He's a weird guy. He's not like okay. he's just like leaving stuff for people. He's not really, that's his whole thing. It's not like, you know, art.
Well, so he's okay, so I'm him, right? And I'm like, I'm going to practice leaving my clues in a variety of ways. I'm going to take up pottery so I can leave a clay glazed question mark. I'm going to take up gardening so that I can plant plants that'll eventually grow into a question mark. I'm like, he's like widening
his cross stitch.
And Justin is saying that's not out of character. That's like the sort of thing.
It's not. There's a whole section where he leads Batman to a building where he's clearly choreographed. He went in there and spray painted.
Hey, no spoilers.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of stuff that happens where he just leaves clues where he clearly choreographs stuff and then just waits for people to find it. Like that's his
whole
thing.
And he funds his massive terror operation with an Etsy shop where he has like put together all sorts of fine art and like little sort of homemade.
You know who else wears green? Starbucks baristas.
That's true.
So. I just think latte art is a honed in skill as a former barista myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So just like you're not going to pick it up. You have to have kind of been at the front lines of espresso curation for quite some time. It's not just, you don't just pick it up is all I'm saying.
Do you get, when you see overly ornate latte art and you receive it, do you go, what a shame, because it's gone? Or are you kind of like, I also know it's a lot of wrist technique, you know, to get the nice leaves and stuff, but.
And do you receive it? Do you make room for it in your life?
I don't think I've ever had the option of it. Okay. So maybe that's the problem here.
Yeah.
Well, is if I got it, maybe my heart would change.
Well, I got something to say about lattes altogether.
Okay, what do you have to say about
it? It's mostly milk.
Hot milk.
Right.
Mm.
You're just hot milk with a kiss of espresso? I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah. What are we doing here?
Right.
I think people get it for the art.
Yeah, people want, you know, they want to be close to art. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I guess I just wonder, that's a really hard on those baristas out there who have to make these custom lattes.
Yeah.
It must be you must do a very loud sigh when you get that.
Really loud. Well, now they have this new kind of latte art where they like print. It's not a matter of wrist flicking. Yeah.
Right.
It's like a picture.
Yeah, they could do, like, I saw one where they're like, we will do a picture of Kim Kardashian on your latte for you. And I go, that's okay. I don't need that.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Actually, I couldn't think of two things I want less. Is latte art of Kim Kardashian. And if it to be of Kim.
I just wouldn't want a picture of Kim to disappear. That's too much for me.
You're all bummed out because your Kim K latte art dissolved and just melted into the drink. You're like, aww. It was just there 20 minutes ago.
What is something that you think is underrated? And then we will let you off the hook.
Wow. Wait, is this the one that you needed help with? You needed more time about?
Oh my God, I need so much time because I did come up with something, but then I forgot.
Okay. Shoot. Okay. I guess.
Mine sucks.
Mine's really nothing.
Mine's really nothing. And I mean, this is just going to, I'm going to say this and you're going to go. I forgot what she just said.
Okay, go ahead. Or do you want me to go first?
Yours is going to be better, so I'll just say mine.
No,
let's just get it over with.
Okay.
And then we can move on. Underrated movies that are an hour and a half.
Mm. Yeah.
No,
I mean, it's fine.
I'm totally on board because movies these days are so long.
Yeah, where do you get the sheer audacity? You want 3 hours of my time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much.
When we break the 120-minute plane, I'm like, what is this, an art house film? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. I mean, okay. you couldn't edit? I mean, it's just you gotta have the guy walking back and forth in three scenes.
Yeah.
You know. I'm not saying anything controversial here, so just
No, I know people who that their entire personality is complaining that movies should all be 90 minutes. So that's
Is that me?
No. that was my backhanded way of saying
it. Yeah. Some fuckers come on here and their whole personality's about this.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
I didn't want to. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I agree with that to a large degree.
All right, Kyle, bring the fucking heat.
You got to bring the heat.
Here's my heat.
Okay.
Speak your heat. Oh, my God.
I'm going to speak my heat. Okay. I think that, to explain this a bit, is that I am an addict, and I used to chew Nicorette gum, Nicorette gum, and I used to chew a lot of it. I'm not proud of it, but I did finally get off.
Okay.
But now I chew about 5 bags of Orbit gum.
Orbit?
A Orbit. Day.
Okay.
Because of this issue. Or a really high amount.
Like easily over 1 pack of gum a day.
Yes, it's pretty cuckoo bananas.
How do you? Okay. Mm-hmm.
You guys are making me feel bad.
No, I'm really interested.
Okay.
I got my Trident right here, by the way. Just showing support. I chew a ton of gum. I have an order of 12 packs of my favorite Trident flavor coming in the mail today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I got Orbit.
And I've been on nicotine cessation stuff longer than I was ever addicted to actual, like, cigarettes or anything tobacco. Wow. So,
the Nicorette really just made me feel like there was rockets coming out of my shoes. It just felt that good. So it was really hard to let go because, as you can tell, my energy, I could use it. Anywho.
Beam up with Nicorette.
So... it's over?
Under.
It's underrated. Yeah. Okay. It's changed my life, is Orbit Mega Packs. Orbit Mega Packs are actually 2 packs of Orbit gum in one.
In the plastic, right?
And they come in a cool case.
Oh, it is plastic, which is kind of negativo. Yeah. But it is a Mega Pack, so it saves me the trip. And I have 2 packs in one.
You know what's funny? I bought 3 mega packs at once when I went to CVS to get my booster shot. And like, they're like, you need to sit down for like 15 minutes while we like, I'm like, I don't want to sit here with these like people. I'll stay in the store and I'm gonna walk around. My first impulse buy was like, damn, they got Orbit in this fucking fancy case now. I bought 3 packs. So look, you're with people that understand you, Kyle. Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? We're Orb gang.
It looks pretty cool too. Yeah.
So yeah. There's a Wrigley gum called 5 gum that I can't vouch for, but I just had, this is the second time in a month that I've had somebody like be like, hey, they've really fucking nailed gum right now, by the way. Like gotten good. The gum they were talking about was 5 gum, also on a plastic case. So I think they've figured something out.
Do away with the plastic case. Let's like normalize like loosies for gum.
Yes.
Like loose gum sticks. You know what I mean?
Just like in a discount barrel by the register.
Yeah. Well, the problem with loose gums, not to poke holes in your
the sanitary aspects of it.
But they melt.
Mm.
Oh, sure. I'm just thinking of like, you know, like a bodega, like let me get a loose cigarette out of a pack.
Oh, let me get one. Yeah,
you're like, you want a couple sticks out of here? Here you go. Yeah. Like 10 cents.
I can spare a couple sticks. Yeah.
Get wild. Yeah. Wait, so what's your like cadence with a to go through, blow through packs of gum a day, like how long is one stick lasting you?
I mean, probably I'm really not sticking with it long enough. I'm going to guess.
She's saying like 2-3 chews and then it's
out. Nah, the flavor's dissipating.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I talked to someone and they're like, you know, I could have a piece of gum for like a whole day. So
what
I don't know
are
what
they
you're
chewing?
Doing.
I've done that. And by the end of the day, you are just eating a pencil eraser.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like you fully chewed all the like neurotoxins, fake sweetener out of it, and you are just chewing like a wad.
But I totally base my gum decisions on how long the flavor lasts. And Trident, straight up peppermint, and Trident pineapple are my two.
Pineapple.
my two picks. Yeah.
Okay.
Pineapple. I just didn't even know that was an option.
I know.
Gum development. Wow.
I'm deep in the game. I can't get out.
What, you chew a lot of gum, so what is your gum chewing situation?
Me?
How many sticks?
Yeah.
What are your stats?
What are your stats? What numbers are you putting up there?
I mean, the 12 packs of the Pineapple Twist Trident is not like that. That this is not a first. Like, I probably go through one of those every like month and a half. So
pack a month?
Oh. Pack a month. Yeah.
Oh, so that's pack 12 a packs habit. A year. Okay.
That seems like too much, right? Maybe.
Kyle
maybe
can't even process what she's hearing at the moment. Like one pack for one.
A pack a
that's
month?
Not even no, that one seems, gum a day.
That seems low. That
sorry,
seems...
it's a 12. It's a box with 12 packs in it.
Oh, so you go through the box.
Oh, so you're saying you go through a 12 pack a month.
Like, a 12 okay. pack. Okay, I think so that's okay. probably a little aggressive, but like yeah. that. We're on a monthly cadence of some sort, like maybe every month or 2 months.
Yeah, I thought you were saying
you're trying to enter the conversational ring by being like, yeah, I go through a pack of gum a month.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I was
hey,
like,
I feel you on that.
Yeah, I was like, you're saying you're just like me? What are you saying?
You're like, we are not the
you're
same.
Not like me.
Yeah.
I relate to you? No, you don't relate to me. You don't think like me.
One pack a month? Do you even know?
Oh. Yeah, sometimes I'll even chew two pieces of gum in a day. Like, wow. It's crazy. I mean, I do. One weird thing I do is I go half a piece at a time.
Oh,
a little half.
That makes it last a little longer, and I also don't need a big wad in my mouth. Like, you know, that's not.
Then you're carrying the trunk.
The half
the stub. Yeah,
yeah.
Sorry to call it a trunk.
It's like,
but
just sits down below the little ledge of the gum. And it's probably filled with like gross dirt and pocket litter, but
whatever. You know, it makes you stronger.
Oh, whatever.
It's not a problem. Exactly. I want as much plastic in my bloodstream as possible.
Well, yeah.
You got it. Hey. You're referencing that thing about microplastics.
Yeah.
It's like 90% of adults have microplastics in their blood or something.
Yeah. All right. Well, this was a great, arousing round of overrated, underrated search history.
I hate what I said.
I know. I kind of want to take back what I said. Talk about my addictions.
Yeah, it was great. It was wonderful. We're going to move on after this break and talk about a couple of the stories we have on the dock here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back, and it's time to get to yet another life hack that seems like it is like makes life more difficult, but it does get people to be like, oh, they know a life hack.
Yeah.
So this is cupcake eating hack.
Yeah.
Hit us, Miles, because this comes from eyewitness testimony.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago, I was at a birthday party for a friend, and someone made cupcakes. And they came out, one of the guests very confidently just tore the fucking thing in half and inverted it on itself.
So like tore it in half, like the cake was torn in half, like along its equator, like
yes.
around the,
so
right. It's not torn in half, like the, like down the middle.
No. It's like you rip the top off or the base of the cupcake off and then just flip it over and smush the frosting on top. So it's like a sandwich.
So the bottom of the cake is the top of the sandwich, the icing is the middle, and then like a rumpled top half of the cake is now the bottom of the cupcake.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. And they were like, yeah, it's like this, like you don't eat, this is like the way to eat cupcakes. And I was like, no. And then on the takeout, the food blog we love so much on the show, they posted a thing about Anne Hathaway was like on Ellen or some talk show and also being like, this is how you eat a cupcake, ripping it in half, inverting it on itself, and it's like it's so clean and it's so neat.
What?
And I don't like this is not genius to me. It, and I will say this, the person who I saw doing demonstrating the hack, they had cake all over them. So I completely missed the part where they were like, is a hack. It's aside from, I don't know, you're just getting icing all over the place. Oh. I don't know. This is me being an old head, and that's why I bring it to this council of things.
I don't understand what problem it's supposed to be solving.
Okay, they'll be like, oh, you get frosting all over your face when you have, like, you know, just frosting, stacked, like, 8 inches off the top of a cupcake, and you bite into it, and now, like, you're from your eyebrows down to your chin is, like, inundated with... But, like, that's not a thing I've... had an issue with. Like, I know how to fucking finesse a cupcake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, where are they getting the cutting tool? Are you okay, so you're carrying a knife.
I think they're ripping it.
Brute force with your hands.
Yeah, that's...
Well, then your hands are going to be sticky.
Well, that's what I don't understand when you say that Anne Hathaway says it's a very clean process.
She's... Anne Hathaway is out there in the streets tearing cupcakes the ass half. Off a cupcake?
Right.
Yeah. Mangling them in front of children. And then saying it's a clean way to eat?
Yeah.
I don't know. People point out, too, like, you know, what happens when you're eating a sandwich? Inevitably, you're going to displace the frosting when you bear down with having the cupcake bottom on top. The frosting needs somewhere to go, and that's probably out the damn sides.
Yeah. You're displacing for sure.
I just don't... I don't know. And this comes from somebody who, as a kid, I would eat the paper. From the cupcake, just to kind of get the last bit of flavor off of it as a kid.
Because I'm like, that's scrape that shit. Really, like,
oh yeah, that's you're leaving money on the table if you're not getting a little bit of bite out of that cupcake paper. Yeah. That's how I
you're
always
saw money on the table.
Yeah, you're just leaving money on the table, baby. Kyle, did you worked at a cupcake shop, right?
I worked at a cupcake shop for many years. I worked in the back. I decorated cupcakes. for all kinds of events, and this was never a practice that I saw at that cupcake shop.
Did you ever see anyone, have you heard of this? Have you seen this?
I've never heard of this. It makes me believe that this is a new trend. Mm-hmm. This was never a thing. The one thing that I did hear about was, like, sometimes I worked there at a point where they had, like, cupcake toppers where, like, they baked, like, the top of a cupcake, top of cupcakes, and then put frosting in the center. But it was never us tearing anything.
Right. Right.
Yeah, why would you really introduce that to somebody's...
I don't know why I got so serious.
Yeah, the way you're accessing your memory.
Like, my hands came
to... You did kind of a Mr.
Prayer
Burns.
Hands.
Yeah.
I
think.
Let's my favorite cupcake, Susie Cakes, has like a little like dig out in the middle where they add extra icing.
Oh, Max.
If you tried this shit with one of those...
With that?
You would have... No. You would have a disaster on your hands. You would just have a ball of icing and cupcake that you would have to just shove in your mouth. Like,
and you set someone up who likes to do the hack with that. That's what I'm going to do next time. I'm going to be like, oh, I got some cupcakes. Why don't you do the hack on this one? And then everywhere I'm like, you fool.
So when you went to this party with the cupcakes, were they already in that shape or just everyone started doing that? Were they on the platter that had been ripped up?
No.
No, it was just one person.
No, one person just goes, hey, guys, this is how to eat a cupcake.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me ask you this. Did this person start a revolution?
Or did everyone ignore
that? Response kind of tepid?
No, it was kind of one of those things. And I'm sure they don't listen. But like everyone's kind of like, yeah, all right. It was just kind of very quickly dismissed. I was the most curious. I'm like, why would you do that? And not like in a confrontational way. I was like really trying to understand, like, am I missing some like key to efficiency here that I'm completely like it's lost on me? It's like, no, it's just easier that way. And then like watching their little like frosting covered fingers as they like delicately ate like this sandwichified cupcake. I was like, you've done nothing.
I am going to try this. Like so we talked before a couple weeks back. One of our guests said that they recommended eating an apple from the bottom up.
Rather than like a rotational
instead of rotational around bottom up
from the bottom.
We have not been able to stop talking about that, even though I refused to try it. Miles tried it and did not like it.
No.
Some of our guests, same deal. This is one that I like even less than that hack, but I will try it because I'm always down to experiment with a cupcake.
I don't mean to be rude, but I hear this and I go, this is a non-problem and you need to get a hobby.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
this is
Anne Hathaway.
Also, I'm sorry, Anne Hathaway. I'm to believe that Anne Hathaway is eating cupcakes
all the time
enough to where she needs a solution.
Yes. She's like, there's really a problem here. I need to figure this out.
Cupcake efficiency.
She's on the set of a big Hollywood movie and she's like, give me a second. I need to figure out this major problem. And she has all these cupcakes in her room. She's like, okay, hiya, hiya, hiya. Let's see her cupcakes. Hiya, hiya. And then they're like, whoa, Anne, you got to come on set.
Yeah, you got to share this with the world.
I was just like that. Yeah, she could be. Oh, she's like, it was the Kelly Clarkson show. And like, you go on a show, you're promoting something. You're like, so like, Anne, let's talk about your new film. No, shut the fuck up, Kelly. bring those cupcakes out really quick. I got to fucking tell everybody about this problem that we're facing right now. Oh, the rampant inequality. No, fucking inequality. Shut the fuck up, Kelly. I'm a fucking cupcake.
Inequality of distribution of icing and
of
cake.
Icing. Good. Nice setup, Kelly. Good. All right. You try and eat it like a normal asshole. You see, folks? Look. Completely destroying it. Now, watch Anne's perfect method. Home. See? Yeah. It's totally clean.
They're all doing the Anne over there.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, it does presuppose that the icing is the messy part, but the cake is really the messy part because it's crumbly. The crumbly shit that gets all over the place. Yes. Now, granted, it's easier to clean up if you have like a little handbag or something. So maybe that's where they're coming from.
No, Jack, who goes, Well, why are we even saying that using a miniature hand vacuum is part of the cupcake eating process? That's what we're like, and obviously, because you're going to have your hand vac handy.
I have a 4-year-old. The miniature hand vac is like the sixth step on many a process.
That's true, actually, because it's so true. All my friends have smaller kids. They have like hand vacuum. My one friend busted out a tiny little one that they give in a backpack.
Yeah.
Just to like
the main
like,
reason I'm jealous of Iron Man is because he has that energy source and he could plug in a little hand vac and just carry it around with him at all times.
A Dyson even.
Yeah. Like real deal. Yeah. That's the main reason.
Other than that, didn't really see anything else that impressed me about this guy. But that suit, that's a walking vacuum power station.
Hey, talking about movies, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, let's pivot. Talk. It's Hollywood's big night.
Oh,
you know, we live in L.A., so we're all, you know, getting ramped up, getting revved up, excited for the night that the stars really do come out and shine. The Oscars are Sunday. And there was a little controversy. I know this seems strange for anybody who pays attention to the Oscars, but people did get a little up in arms about something seemingly small with regards to Rachel Zegler not getting invited to the Oscars.
People said it's a snub. What happened? You get two tickets, or the studios get tickets to, you know, send whoever they believe is worthy of a ticket. Are they, what is this, some kind of conspiracy?
So,
and you're saying what?
In her initial post, she said, I've been trying, but sorry, it doesn't seem like it's happening. I'll be watching the Oscars with all of you from my couch. Mm. So this put visions in everybody's mind of, you know, the star of one of Hollywood's most nominated movies. It was like one of the great, like, you know, she went from like high school plays to a Steven Spielberg movie. Everyone's like, yes. People were now picturing her sitting at home in L.A. while, like, you know, down the block, all these studio heads were partying it up. So then the Oscars reversed course. They were like, not only are you invited, you're going to be a presenter. And Gawker has been relaunched. And this is the shit that they existed in the first place and are re-existing for. They pointed out that this might have been like kind of a bullshit story. First of all, she was not watching it from her couch. She's in London shooting the live action Snow White, I think. And so it would have been a massive undertaking for her to like, for them to stop the production, have her fly across the world, fly back at COVID times, which like means that people need to get tested and quarantine and all that shit. So I feel like, you know, and then it's also the Oscars are on ABC, owned by Disney. She's making a movie for Disney. So maybe they were just like, we're just not going to invite her.
Right.
Which I think that's where the issue is. Gawker's like, she's a liar. Like she was misrepresenting it. But this just makes me think like, oh, she's going to be good in her career.
Yeah. Well, Disney, though, too, is, you know.
Yeah, Disney fucked up.
They're notorious for like being very on top of money that's being spent. So I'm sure, and they'd be like, oh, if the star of our film that we're trying to make more money on has to leave production, that's going to clog things up and cost us more money than it would even have. Fine, whatever. But hey, Rachel, you know, welcome to the town where the part of town I'll never go anymore. And everyone in LA has no idea the Oscars are happening. So it is a monumental time. When you were setting the story up, I'm like, the Oscars, when everyone in LA aggressively becomes anti-Oscars.
Right. Yeah.
Kyle and Anna, are you excited at all? I mean, I'm looking at these faces. They do not say we are rearing to go to watch the Oscars.
I mean, what I got to say about that part of town is there is a Beetlejuice themed bar.
Oh, where is the...
The Oscars are like by...
Oh, on Hollywood
on
Boulevard.
Hollywood, the Kodak.
Wow. Yeah, the Beetlejuice bar's right there.
So that she could go there.
I will be watching.
You watch it from there.
From a Beetlejuice-themed bar, like all of you.
Right.
They do, like, blood shots.
Yeah, right. We could talk at length about the bar, because they do really cool stuff.
Yes.
But as far as the Oscars go, I dropped off after... I mean, I was just recently thinking about the beautiful moonlight moment. That for me is, of course, that's top
Oscar. I think it was the last time I watched an Oscars.
Yeah, I maybe took a look since then, but I'm not really in there.
Yeah.
I'm definitely Oscar. Not in there.
Yeah, I'm not really in there.
I once went actually to see the limos as like an experiment, just to like see what that...
Experimenting with limo watching?
Well, I just wanted to see. My friend was doing this like project on tourism, so we dressed up like tourists and then went to watch the limos. And people were just making fun of us, but it was like, no, the joke's on you because this is an experiment.
Not serious, an experiment. So
actually,
but it's not so as sad as you think.
It's so interesting because people line up and watch limos go by, but you can't see anything.
They're all tinted, right?
Yeah. So you're just like, hi.
It's just like a spiritual. It's not seeing them. It's them seeing you.
It's them.
Yes, that's what's weird.
Amazing. I mean, that kind of makes sense to me because, like, celebrity is, it's like a spiritual proximity, like a physical, like just physically being there is like they saw me.
Right.
Yeah, like you don't know who it is seeing you. It could be the.
It's Hollywood.
It could be the cinematographer who you don't know who it is. Yeah.
Best Boy Grip. You know.
Key Grip. You know.
Key Grip.
Key Art PA. Who knows?
I, on accident, one time went to like a Oscar swag thing, giveaway. I had no idea. My friend was like, do you want to come with me to this thing? She was a journalist. And so she was invited to this thing. I had no idea what it's for. We went. It was the day, I think it might have been either the day or the day before the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
I had just come from an exercise class and I had wet hair. And I was like, just wearing just like exercise clothes. And then we arrive and it was like people in gowns taking step and repeat photos. And it was a swag bag event for like just weed, just weed in general. Just right, different weed companies came
brought
out
to you by weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were just all sorts of weed. There was literally weed for dogs. So then there was a dog representative.
A dog in a gown.
And then I'm there with my wet hair.
Fit in more with your wet hair and exercise clothes at a weed giveaway than someone in a fucking ball gown. So,
I mean, it was crazy. People were like really networking and there were charcuterie being passed around. And I was like, I did not know that this was. I mean, I just wasn't prepared.
Was it with a swag bag situation? Do you go and you just pick up a bag and leave? Or no, you're saying you schmooze a little?
You have to schmooze for like 5 minutes.
Mm. Or, okay.
They're like, oh, let's check you in. And then you go inside the suite, excuse me. And
right.
You're in the suite for like a few minutes. And, you're like waiting in line to receive your duffel bag full of, I'm sorry, but just weed. Simply.
Right.
Right.
And
so, you can't be weird and just take your bag. You have to like.
No. And then while you're standing in line, people come up to you. For example, with the dog representative, they go, might I interest you in some dog weed or whatever?
Uh-huh.
So maybe you could be like, not for me, eyes on the prize, but
I'm going to just take my double bag.
So did you get the bag?
I did get the bag.
You secured the bag. And
secured the weed bag.
Was it good? Like, were the products cool? Did you feel like they lift the oxidative burden?
Oxidative?
That was the thing that we learned about one of the giveaways in this year's swag bag. It lifts the oxidative burden at the cellular level.
Wow.
Any products like that or just weed?
Okay. Mostly weed.
There were like, take a CBD and THC infused massage from this man. We'll come to your house. There are a variety of things, and there were vapes and all this other stuff. I'm going to say something that'll immediately out me as an unpopular guest in your program. Your ratings are going to go through the toilet. I'm so sorry.
Through the toilet.
You're going to have to get a plumber in there.
Damn.
Through the toilet.
Oh, no.
That's pretty impressive.
I'm not even 420 friendly. I can't smoke weed because it just makes me, honestly, it's me. it makes me too crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
But
me too.
It could be the weed.
No, I'm right there with you.
It's me. The weed is so nice.
The weed is really nice. Please, it's me. I really beg you, there's something wrong with me. I
don't
want to
ruin it for you. Yeah. So you got basically a useless bag of nothing for all
and
your
I didn't. My friend didn't tell me it was a weed thing.
Right.
She just said, come with me.
And presumably your friend knows you well enough to be like, Anna's not fucking with weed.
Absolutely. And yet there
now,
I am.
Now our focus is on
weed.
This friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a controversial friend.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So. Well, it's been such a pleasure having both of you on the Daily Zeitgeist, as always. Where can people find you, follow you, hear you, all that good stuff?
I mean, the focal point right now is the Truth Hounds.
Yes, on Instagram, it's at Truth Hounds. Mm-hmm. Twitter, at The Truth Hounds.
Because just the regular Truth Hounds was taken up by this other organization.
Yes.
Right.
Personal Instagrams at Gile Mazzono.
Okay. And then I'm at Cash Money Grandpa.
Yes.
Keep in mind, I'm not even 420 friendly.
Yes.
And the first episode's out. I said is dropping, but the first episode has dropped, right?
It actually came out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And new episodes are going to come out every Tuesday. So get ready for that.
And we should say that we kind of do live invests. So we're like still recording the season. So people should, if they want to participate along with the investigations, they should seek out the social media sites because we'll put out like what we call calls to action.
Yeah.
Yes.
You love a call to action.
Love a call.
There's something specific in our minds right now that we can't say yet, but we will need your help. So.
Okay.
Please be there.
Yeah.
And then is the episode coming out this Tuesday, Horror Part 1?
Yes.
Folks.
It's a question of like why people do scary, like intentionally scare themselves.
I think it's more we look at what fear is and what is it about. Second part of the question is what is it about fear that makes it impossible to look away?
Mm. But your entry point into it, I have to say it inspired me. So please, y'all, definitely you got to listen.
What does that mean? Give us a tease.
Because in the episode, right, it just starts off in a place that I feel is very like a friend type thing where Anna has found something and she's like, Kyle, you're not going to believe this thing I found.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to get specific, but it's just like one of a quirky thing you see on the internet. You're like, my friend has to see this. And then you're like, we need to know more about this thing on the internet we're looking at. And I just love the energetic launch point of the episode because I think most people who are on the internet can identify with that feeling of like, I have to show my friend this, but no one goes the next step to be like, and we will be with this thing and these people at some point. So
yes.
Yeah.
It's definitely a wild ride. Yeah.
Yes. We're so excited. We hope you listen.
Yeah.
And is there a tweet or some other work of social media you guys have been enjoying?
Have you? I don't know if you guys already discussed this. The woman who did stand up comedy at AMC.
I saw that tweet though. I no, but we haven't brought it up.
What?
Well,
it's pretty
crazy.
You're gonna
wanna look that up.
Maybe watch the full length video that Anna.
Oh, there's a video of it.
There's a video.
Is the story, right, about how the projectors went down and someone decided to do stand-up in front of a movie theater because the projector went down?
I wouldn't even call it stand-up. I would say it's like a mixture of things.
I can't. All right. That's plenty. I'm very excited to see this now.
Well, I am a single mom. Do we have any single moms in the house? Take my ashes and spread them near Pismo Beach and Lake Tahoe and whatever's left over, I want you to put in your dad's coffee grinder. I feel like all the moms in NorCal thought I was a stripper who's getting my hair tattooed.
Wow, this is just a smash cut of all the things that's being said. And it's just wild because no one's paying attention. People are constantly crossing in front of the camera. They're like, I
beg you to get to the goblin part because...
The what?
You'll know. You'll
the
know
goblin part?
There's a goblin part.
All right.
I beg you to get there.
Is that one third, one half, or all the what section do you think?
I would say it's 3/4 of the way.
Damn. The thing I wasn't prepared for was how much it seemed like a prepared bit or like that, like they had been working on the, like there was like a certain humanity taken out of it that was almost like they've been practicing this and we're like waiting for this moment to just pop up and like drop this tight 20 minutes.
They've been training.
Let's see.
Right after this. Oh my god. After this.
What?
After this.
Oh wow.
They're clapping.
Oh. Not to have the baby.
Oh.
Whoa.
Okay. There is also a tweet right underneath that said, I spoke with the comedian in the viral video, and she said her 8-year-old daughter dared her to do it. But then she said, no. Everyone thinks I'm a stripper from NorCal. I was like, wait, what? Are you doing that material for
your daughter? Your daughter loves that joke. Yeah.
I did a little bit of a deep dive. And
the goblin part is really a highlight.
It really is a highlight. And Kyle and I go, is that what we're like on stage?
Yeah, honestly, that was my thought was, is that how people see us?
Yeah.
And that scares me.
That is actually really scary.
I did like that someone on the Twitter wrote, heartbreak feels good in a place like this. Which is just so really nice.
It's really nice.
A nice little callback to that video. At AMC.
Oh, man. Is that the Nicole Kidman one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Heartbreak feels good in a place.
Feels good in a place.
Amazing. Miles, where can people find you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. Also, the new podcast, Mad Boosties. Jack and I are doing a basketball podcast with the NBA where we're just having fun. No, we're not speaking our heat takes. We're just celebrating what we love about the game. With some very funny guests and just generally talking about the sport that we like. And mostly because a lot of people notice we talk a lot about basketball in the Trend episode. So why not?
Including the NBA noticed it. They were like, hey, come make a podcast for us. And it should be out in a week.
Yeah, you know, the NBA, they took their AirPods out and they said, this is the next best thing. And in this version of the story, the NBA is a human. Who loves our podcast and nothing more.
Hey, NFL, get in here. I got to show you the wave of the future.
Hey, NFL, you know that sound you were looking for? Okay, some tweets that I like.
Hey, NBA, it's your cousin, Marvin B.A.
Let's see. A tweet I like is from Tasha, at Tasha Kaminsky, tweeted, when I was 15, my mother's jewelry was stolen. The cops were really into the angle that I had sold the jewelry for drugs to throw a party. My mother looked at me wistfully and said, no, she couldn't throw a party to save her life. She hasn't even figured out her hair.
God, just
proper parental slammage. Damn. On the kids.
Ice-T tweeted, I was robbed at a gas station in New Jersey last night. After my hands stopped trembling, I managed to call the cops, and they were quick to respond and calm me down. My money is gone. The police asked me if I knew who did it. I said, yes. It was pump number 9. And then the clipping, the David Diggs hip-hop group tweeted, can't wait for legendary gangster rapper Ice-T's forthcoming album. Nice to meet you, Hungry. I'm dead.
Oh, my God. I'm hungry. Wow.
That's a good one. That is a classic. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page. And a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what song do we think people might enjoy?
This is a remix from a really great track from the latest Hiatus Coyote album, Red Room. But it's the remix by Nick Hakim. This is the Nick Hakim remix of Red Room. And I just like it because it's like one of those remixes where you're not just kind of taking one section and looping it or chopping it up to make it sound like this is the remix. Kind of like listening for little nuances in the song to kind of bring out and kind of recontextualize the song. Anyway, if you like Hiatus Coyote, you got to check this one out. So this is the Red Room, Nick Hakim remix.
All right. Well, the Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for us this morning. We're back this afternoon to tell you what is trending, and we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
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 Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.